Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Glassblower by Petra Durst Benning, translated by Samuel Wilcox, performed by Kristen Watson Heinz. Part 1. Fall, 1890. The Beginning. But glass cups and vessels may become the subjects of exquisite invention, and in buying these, we are doing good to humanity. John Ruskin. 1. Ruth had already gone upstairs twice that morning to try to wake Johanna. Both times, her sister had grumbled something that led her to believe, wrongly as it turned out, that she was really going to get up. "Why do I always fall for it every single day?" Ruth scolded herself as she climbed the stairs for the third time. The smell of bacon frying gently in the pan followed her as she went. She stopped at the dormer window, stood on tiptoe, and glanced down at the back of the house, where Marie was singing. A spider had spun its web right across the window. Without even noticing the fine pattern spun into the threads, Ruth brushed it away with her hand. Marie was nowhere in sight, nor was Father. Ruth frowned. By the time either of them smelled anything burning in the kitchen, the bacon and potatoes would be charred to a crisp. The last time she had come up to try to wake Johanna, she had left the door to the room she shared with her sister standing open, so she could already see from the landing that Johanna was still not up. Without saying a word, Ruth walked up to the bed, grabbed hold of the linen bedspread, and whisked it off Johanna. "How can you lie there all covered up in this heat?" she asked, shaking her head as her sister struggled toward wakefulness. Ruth went to the window and opened the shutters wide. Straight away, the bright September sun flooded the room with a dusty light. Johanna swung her legs over the side of the bed like a rheumatic old woman, groaning piteously but not saying a word. Ruth glared at her sister one last time and then hurried back downstairs to rescue breakfast. While she stirred the potato slices and bacon bits around the pan, pouring in a little more oil so they wouldn't stick, she thanked heaven that she, at least, was an early bird. Even as a child...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?